following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you remember last time we met, we were talking about the nobleman whose son was sick, and he came to Jesus in Galilee, up from Capernaum, and said, please, and begged Jesus to heal his son. And so Jesus said, go your way, your son is well. And on the way back down, he met his servants that told him that his son had been healed. And if you remember, I asked a question, gave you some homework. It was, who else did Jesus heal without actually being there? And the answer, of course, is in Matthew chapter 8, when the centurion sends word to Jesus that his servant is sick and asks Jesus to come and ask Jesus to heal him. And Jesus says, well, I'll come over and heal him. And the centurion sent word. He says, I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof, but if you just say the word, my servant will be healed, because I'm a man under authority and have people under authority of me. And I tell somebody to go, he goes. I tell somebody to come, he comes. So if you just say the word, my servant will be healed. And if you'll remember, Jesus made a comment. He said, I have not found so great a faith even in all of Israel, that a guy could just believe, just say it, and it will happen, Lord. And you know, maybe we pray that, oh Lord, if you just do this, and we put our faith that God is going to work, right? If we pray anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, that we have the petitions of which we asked. But my question is, where did this faith come from? This amazing faith from a centurion, not even a part of Israel. He was a centurion. Where did all this faith come from? Well, there's an interesting thing, is this nobleman that we talked about last week was from the city of Capernaum. And guess where this centurion was from? Well, he was from Capernaum too. And so it makes me think that this nobleman shared his testimony about how Jesus healed his son from 20 miles away, from up in Cana in Galilee. And he shared this, and the centurion has heard this, and so he knows that Jesus doesn't have to come, because he's already seen it happen. So where did that faith come from? I believe it came because of this nobleman sharing his testimony about what Jesus had done. You know, our testimony carries weight. Your testimony carries weight. The Bible says that we can comfort one another with the comfort with which we have been comforted. Your testimony carries weight. The comfort the Lord's given you, he can give to others. The things that God's done in your life, he can do in others' lives. It's an amazing thing. So, while you're out there living your life, don't forget to share the good news of what God has done for you. Because you don't know who you're going to affect. Who's going to be the next centurion? Who's going to be the next guy that needs God to work in their lives? And they can remember, I remember when my friend told me about Jesus. He told me what Jesus had done for him. And they will put their faith in the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what are you going to share? Are you going to share the latest sports talk or political conversation? Hey, how about we share the good news of what Jesus has done for us, done for you? You could be like that nobleman, sharing the good news and building the faith of the next person, the next person, and the next person. So, hey, this has been Dwight Carr with another Refuge Daily. Don't forget to share the love of Jesus and the love that he's shown you. All right? Hey, be well and be blessed. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the daily life begin. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I